First off, I want to say it's a privilege and honor to support Chief Smith's vision to enhance the public safety programs in our community. Our contributions will bring support and focus on the relationship and the building of relationships between public safety and the greater Green Bay communities. This foundation needs the funds to expand the community engagement projects that create opportunity and connection with our community. On a personal note, my father served 38 years in public service. I do this all the time, don't worry about it. He served 38 years public safety for the city of Pittsburgh, 8 years as a police officer, 30 years as a Pittsburgh firefighter. So I can relate to the importance of public safety, but more importantly, even still today, they've always been involved in both community and church programs, particularly ones serving the youth of our community. So our community of Greenfield, a great support system, network, and didn't know it at the time as a young kid going through school and being involved in the community programs, what a great network of people that we were surrounded with. And a lot of that, frankly, it had to do with the relationships between public safety, our church, and our community, the Greenfield organization. So I benefited from it, so I learned the lessons that my parents taught me, the importance of giving back to your community. And with that, the support and that myself, the Green Bay Packers, and many others to get this, the Green Bay Police Foundation started to help all the Green Bay communities build those relationships between our communities, most importantly, our children. So these kids can grow, they can invest, and they can project a healthier and safer community. So I just ask you to please support us. We want to shine a positive light on the enhancement of these engagement projects that are already in place, but they need funding, they need support, and it's about the community, our children, and embracing these relationships, improving the relationships with public safety. So with that, I would just ask for your support, and thank you for this time. You bumping Aaron?
Thank you, Mike. On behalf of the Packers, we're very pleased to make this donation today, and we're really excited about the impact that it can have in the community. Before I get into further comments, I do want to give special thanks to a number of people. First, Chief Smith, for your leadership. I think relatively new in here in Green Bay, but it's exciting. You brought an energy, and certainly forming this foundation, I think, really is going to be great for the community. So thank you for your leadership. I also want to recognize Doug Collins, our director of security, former Green Bay police officer, and he's been instrumental in our work in putting this all together. So I wanted to make sure I recognized him. And obviously, Coach Mike McCarthy, you can tell from his comments he has a passion for this, and we appreciate his interest. And obviously, it's very personal for him. So this is something that we're all pleased to be able to support. You know, I just kind of a few words. You know, this is a very difficult time, I think, for our country, and we really need programs like this that bring people together, bring communities together, particularly public safety and community members, and really to start listening to each other and having open discourse and discussion rather than short sound bites and you know, always trying to win the argument or win the debate. And really I think the programs that and the initiative here is going to be something that's really going to be beneficial for the community, and something that I think could well be a role model for other cities across the country. So we're really honored to follow Mike's lead on this and matching his $100,000 donation. Really excited about the impact that it can have across the community. And the other thing I would say, this is really something that at the league level, league just recently has been starting to talk about unity initiatives, unity programs, what teams in the league might be able to do, sharing some information across the league. And when we saw this and saw this opportunity, the timing was really perfect. I think this is exactly the kind of program that that we need. And I think it'll be not only great for Green Bay, but the entire community. And with that, I'll turn it back to Aaron.
We've got Chief Smith for a few comments, and then we'll be able to open it up to questions for the three individuals. Chief?
Thank you. Well, first of all, on behalf of the men and women of the Green Bay Police Department, the Green Bay Police Foundation, and the community here in Green Bay, I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Coach. Thank you, Mr. Murphy. This is, for us, really a game changer. This is, gives us a unique opportunity to not only partner with the Packers, but also to partner with them to really do some good in relationship building and working together to build a better community here in Green Bay. You know, as we look across the country, as Mr. Murphy mentioned, these are difficult times for police agencies. There's certain difficult times for community relationships. And what better way to get together and to partner than some of the things that the Police Foundation has planned. And there's no better way, I think, in Green Bay, and there's no better way to make an impact in Green Bay, because there's one thing that unites everybody in this area, and that is the Green Bay Packers. So again, on behalf of the men and women of the Police Department, the Police Foundation, and our whole community, thank you. I really appreciate it. This is a game changer for us.
Thank you, Chief. And I'd invite Coach and Mark back up. If there are any questions, we have opportunity to take a few here, and then we're going to do a photo op. Any questions for any of the individuals?
Chief, the ballistic gear that you're talking about getting when you talked to the active shooter training back in June, and if that stuff arrived, that stuff paid for, or is this a gift from the Packers and Coach going to help get that stuff online?
You know, we have been collecting for the Police Foundation for the tactical gear. It has not yet arrived, but we were confident that we were going to get the money that was going to be sufficient to pay for that. We were about halfway there before this arrived. So we're hoping that we'll be able to pay for that, and it'll be here within the next couple weeks. This will certainly put us way over the top of that. But so much more than just the tactical gear and the protective gear that we were talking about, this is really going to allow us to build those relationships, to have those youth programs, to really help take care of our community and build a relationship between the community and the police department that we think is so important here in Green Bay and across the country.
When you first heard that both of the team was going to help you with this, what was the first thing that you're like?
Well, I was stunned, quite frankly. I was just completely stunned. I couldn't believe it. The generosity and the vision and the leadership from not only the coach but the Packer organization has just been phenomenal. And when I heard that, I was, like I said, I was just stunned.
Andrew, how much has been raised, would you say, so far?
Prior to this, we had, I think, about $30,000 altogether. And those funds came in donations as small as $10. We had several people that were very generous and gave more. But these are grassroots funds that came from people. We had kids collecting funds, having lemonade stand sales to raise funds for that. So really, this is a collaborative effort among all of us in the community. It's been really fantastic. You know, before I came here, I had a conversation with someone, and they said, you know, I think you'll find that the city of Green Bay is a place that has a really big heart. And I got to tell you, nothing could be more true than that. City of Green Bay is a place with a really big heart.
When did the foundation start?
We started the foundation about the beginning of July. We announced the kickoff then, and there were a few things that we wanted to do in the short term. But the goal of the foundation is really a long-term, ongoing, collaborative community relationship building a vehicle for us.
Andrew, you make the announcement the other day about the Mounted Patrol. So at least two guys who get the first ride on a horse.
Well, we have two horses, so either one, and in fact, both of them. Yeah, this is great because this may help us, you know, move forward to having our Mounted Patrol. You know, and that's such a great community relationship builder. You know, as I mentioned, when you see a couple cops on horses riding through your neighborhood, the kids come running out. They want to talk to the horse, or they want to talk to the cop. They want to pet the horse. It's a fantastic opportunity for us. So thank you.
For Mike and Mark, how much has the police meant to you locally here? You touched on, like, obviously with your dad and stuff back home, but...
Well, the police department, obviously, you have personal and professional relationships with really, you know, all of our public safety. I think it's important, too, that, you know, the majority of the conversations and pretty most of the conversations I've had with Doug Collins, who is on the executive committee for the foundation, is really about the community engagement projects that are in place and they need the support. And I do know this. You know, I know personally my goal is to be part of the solution. And the solutions, anytime you have an issue, problems, you know, when you have education, you commit to education and communication, relationships are built, and from that you have growth. So we just want to be part of the solutions to make our community better, and like Mark stated earlier, you know, hopefully we can be a light that other communities can learn from.
Yeah.
Add to that.
Yeah, I would just echo what Mike said. You know, the police, in, not only in Green Bay, you know, Brown County, Esquimalt, you know, they're all great to work with. With the Packers, we have a relationship with all of them. And, you know, we're very supportive of it. The other thing I would say, you know, Green Bay's a small enough community where, you know, you can have a personal relationship with the chief of police and other people within the public safety realm. And, yeah, that's where I think, you know, again, it goes back to Chief Smith's leadership here and bringing this to us. I think in a community like these initiatives and programs that I think that he'll come up with can really have a tremendous impact.